What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
Welcome to Castaway Cassettes. I am your host, Flora. Castaway Cassettes is a weekly show here on URN where we have different guests explain their lives through six tracks. Our guests come from varied backgrounds, professors to students, who shape the music scene here at Nottingham University. This week's guest is Courtney Waters, who is one of our own at URN with her show El Ritmo. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
Which is on every Tuesday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited for today. We're going to jump right into the first track, which you chose. Would you like to intro the track for us?
Yeah, of course. So, this track is called True Love by Pink featuring Lily Allen. And this is a song that I listen to a lot and really reminds me of my parents. I remember very vividly being sat in the car with my mum when this came on the radio, and it just was, we were just quiet, weren't chatting, and she's like, this song really reminds me of you, Dad. And when I went back home and like you go through and you listen to the lyrics, it's just so funny because she's singing about this really like love-hate relationship she's got with her husband and how she hates him but she loves him. He like winds her up the wrong way. And I just think that's so wholesome, especially like my mum going, oh, this reminds me of your dad, because you know, no relationship is perfect. And the fact that you can be with someone for so many years, you know, create a family with them, but they really irritate you sometimes, but you can have the best time with them. And it's just really wholesome. And there was a lot more to it than just the song itself and the lyrics. Firstly, because the song's by Pink and that's one of my dad's favourite artists. Aww. So that's even more like, oh, that's so sweet. And then you've got the feature by Lily Allen, who's one of my favourite artists. So it's just all really wholesome, nice and like family stuff. It's really sweet.
Like a cute little family song. Yeah. I love it. All right, so this is True Love by Pink and Lily Allen.
Just say, sometimes I wanna slap you on your whole face. There's no one quite like you. You push all my buttons down. I know life would suck without you. At the same time, I wanna hug you. I wanna wrap my hands around your neck. You're a poor sign, but I love you. And you made me so mad, I ask myself why I'm still here. Oh, where could I go? You're the only love unknown, but I hate you, I really hate you so much. I think it must be true love, it must be true love. Nothing else can break my heart like true love, it must be true love. No one else can break my heart like you.
This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, so you were just listening to True Love by Pink, which Courtney here chose because it reminded her of your parents. And that's very sweet. You kept using the word wholesome, but I also think it's very authentic of your mum to be like, this reminds me of your dad because of all the arguments that we've had. I love that. Do you think, have your parents been a big role model in your life?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I look up to them both a lot. Like, when I get like older and older, as I go on and stuff, I realise all my different traits that I've pulled from each of them, and I'll do something and I'm like, oh, I sound exactly like my mum, or like, oh, that's definitely something my dad would do. Like, so yeah, definitely.
I have similar, and it kind of scares me a little bit. Do your parents want to go into the same field that you want to go into? Or, I mean, are they already in the same field?
No, my parents, so my mum actually works for Tetley Tea.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love telling people that. It always excites them. I'm like, this is me fun fact.
Yeah, can we get free tea or something? That sounds wonderful.
And then my dad is a supervisor in a warehouse, and my dad always says to me, if you'd have told me 20 years ago I'd have two children that had gone to university, I'd have laughed in your face.
Oh, wow.
Like, they're both so proud of me and my brother, and it's like, aww. Whenever you hear it, like, it can be cringy when they tell you all the time, like, I'm so proud of you, and then like, you just like, oh, thank you.
And it sounds like neither of your parents really very much into the music scene. How did you find your kind of influence to get into that?
It's different. Like, I'm a very eclectic person. I will not pinpoint down like one specific artist or one specific genre, because I pulled things from here, there and everywhere. Like, I'm very much into like 1940s Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, because of my nana. Like, when I go around hers and stay over and she'd play me all these videos, and I'd be like, oh my god, this is amazing. And then my dad is a massive Elvis Presley fan, and I absolutely love Elvis Presley. My mum's really into like the Motown music and the 70s, so I love all of that stuff. Like, went to a Motown musical together a couple of years ago, I took her to, which is really fun. So it's definitely just people have like introduced me to stuff, and I've gone, oh, that's sick, like, I'm really into that. And then, you know, like, just going off in your own little world, on your own little like discoveries. I remember I grew up a lot around Clubland music. Like, I wanted every single CD that came out, which is so bizarre, such a random genre, but like, when I was like 10 11, I like loved it. I was like, this is so much fun, like, this is really cool. And yeah, so it's definitely just everything that's around me, everyone.
And your parents weren't worried about you being really into Clubland
music? No, they loved it as well, so it was fine. I remember like being in like my mum and dad's car with the CD on, like, having a great time, so they weren't worried about that at all.
That's so cute. So would you say that your music taste is very varied because of all these different influences?
Yeah, 1000%. Like, it's so weird. Like, you could listen to my playlist and we could go from like indie rock to Clubland, or like, as I say, to like 1940s music. Like, it is just so really like eclectic and bizarre, but it works for me.
So if somebody would ask you, what is your music taste, how would you explain what it is?
I hate people asking me this question, because I'm like, I don't have a specific genre. I literally just have to say, like, I love everything, which is so ambiguous and whatnot, but I literally do. There's not one genre where I'm like, this is my absolute favourite, this is the one I want to listen to all the time. It really depends on, you know, how my day has been, or what mood I'm in, or what I'm doing that day.
Wow, yeah, that's cool. Very open, I love it. So we're going to move on to the next song, which you chose, It Never Ends by Bring Me the Horizon.
Yes.
And you said that this is a song that people will be surprised that you love.
Oh, 1000%.
Why do you think people will be surprised?
So from the age of about 13 to 16, I like really got into like heavy rock, like pop punk, like all of that kind of music, but it was never something that I kind of displayed. Like, I'd listen to it all the time, but it'd be like I was in my bedroom or that kind of thing. When I was with friends, we'd listen to whatever they wanted. Like, I just really loved it. And like this song in particular, it comes from one of my favourite all-time albums. And yeah, like, I was quite angry as a teenager. Like, I had a lot of anger inside me. Like, you know, when you think everyone's against me, I hate the world, whatever. Like, and I would listen to this song, you know, just put my earphones in, turn the music right up, and it just blocked everything out. Like, you know, I didn't want to scream or anything, I didn't want to hit anything. It was just like, this is what I need to like just calm me down a bit and whatever. And it's still one of my favorite songs. Like, whenever I get in that way, it's like, whack it on, it's fine, block out the world.
All right, so while you're listening to this, think of Be Calm with It Never Ends by Bring Me the Horizon. We'll be right back.
What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, so you were just listening to It Never Ends by Bring Me the Horizon, which is a song that Courtney chose because she thinks that people will be surprised that you like it. And I'm going to say that was one of the most surprising songs we've had on here. It goes completely against what my idea of you is. It's really crazy that, that you said that you were angsty as a child. That's what really surprised me, because as we were talking, I think, in the last song, you're very calm and you don't really get stressed out easily. So
I've
the fact
done
that
a full 180 here.
What happened? What changed you from that angsty teen?
I think it's just growing up and, you know, learning a lot more about life as open as that sounds kind of thing. You know, you grow up, you go through different life experiences. They teach you lots of different things. You learn how to deal with everything a lot better and how to go about things. And just feel like just everything's coming together and making sense as I go along.
That's amazing. And why, obviously I think it is quite surprising why people would be shocked that you like this track, but I want to hear it in your words. Why do you think people would be surprised?
It's just not, I think when you look at me, or if you know me as a person, like, this is a very aggressive, like, type of track kind of thing. I'm not that kind of person, and I'm very fun and bubbly and like energetic, and I like love all that kind of stuff. And then you get this like really heavy metal track, like screamo type, and you're like, what? Like, this person and this song shouldn't mix together.
Yeah, and I'm so surprised because you said this song, you put it in, it makes you feel calm.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it makes you feel even more angsty. Like, I want to go
I think
punch
when
something.
You're already enriched and you don't, like, you know, you need an outlet, and you turn that up and you've blocked everything else out. The only thing you're focusing on is like the drums, like the bass, like the lyrics. That's what's going through your head, not like, I want to smash everything up kind of thing. So yeah. That to me is like a lot more reassuring and calming than actually making me more angry kind of thing.
And do you think music has a special power in that way to allow people to kind of express how they're feeling without actually expressing it?
Oh, 1000%. Especially like, that's the thing. Once you put your headphones in or whatever and you've got the music right up and you can't hear anything else, and you become so focused on the song that you're listening to, I think it's got a really good way of, whether that's like, you know, calming you down, making you feel happy or whatever. I think, yeah, it's quite a powerful thing that we've got.
It really is. And what, so you talked about how your music taste is varied.
Yeah.
And what you were talking about before about Motown and then this song, it's so different to me. What do you think then makes up a good song? Because obviously those come with completely different elements.
Yeah, of course. It really depends. Like, I'm very invested in the meaning behind songs, the lyrics and stuff. I love the fact that an artist can write a song about a specific moment in their life and it has specific meaning to them, and either some people can relate to that exact situation, or you take that song and you can actually relate it to a different situation of your own, yet it's like the lyrics and everything still work personally to you. Like, I think that's so good. So it's kind of getting that background.
I find that so interesting that you said it's the lyrics, because obviously with your show, you play quite a lot of songs that are in different languages,
yes.
Right? And the next song we're going to talk about is in a different language.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think understanding the lyrics is that important? Because obviously if it's in a different language, some people might not understand.
Yeah, so I think for me, obviously I speak Spanish, I understand Spanish. So when I can really gauge the understanding of a song in Spanish, and that to me is like quite a big thing.
Mm.
But then I could give it to my friends and they wouldn't have a clue of the meaning, but they could really enjoy it because of like how it sounds.
Mm.
So I think, I don't know, it's very dependent on the person. Like, I obviously love being able to understand like everything and the meaning behind it. So for me, it's quite ideal. But for others, I think it's probably, it's a little bit different.
All right, so let's move on to the song that's in a different language. I'm not going to try and butcher the title. So would you like to introduce
this
it?
This is Ana Guerra featuring Juan Magán with Ni La Hora.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a really fun song. I have a language exchange that lives in the south of Spain, and I've had it since I was 16. And I remember going over and Ana Guerra would be on the radio, and she's like really fun, really poppy. Like, I'm not like the biggest fan of pop, but like when it's in Spanish and it's like different, I don't know, it's really fun. And we'd go to like birthday parties and these kind of songs would be on. And Juan Magán, who features on it, is a DJ and producer, and he's probably one of my favorite Spanish producers. He always makes a track like really fun and energetic, and it just adds like that so much more to the track.
Mm.
So yeah,
do you mind translating what the title means?
It's technically, like, literally it doesn't make sense. It means like nor the hour, which doesn't make sense in English. Basically, the song is about her getting out of a bad relationship and how pleased she is that she's gotten over it so quickly, how happy she is without this person, how like she's not feeling controlled anymore. And the lyric that Ni La Hora comes into it is sort of, she's saying, I'm not going to give you the time of day anymore, kind of thing. So that's where that kind of comes from.
All right, wonderful. I'll try and think about that while I listen to the song.
Pensabas que yo viviría esperándote,
esperándote,
que tú decidías la hora y el día para volver, que yo necesitaba más de ti, pero lo que no sabes tú de mí, que ahora voy y vengo, sola me entretengo, olvidarte fue muy fácil. Hola, mira qué bien me va sola.
Como sé que nuestra vida nunca habrá marcha atrás. Yo sí me muero.
Hola, mira que bien me va sola. Nadie a mí me controla. Y aunque me lo pidas, ya no te doy ni la hora. Hola, mira que bien me va sola. Nadie a mí me controla. Y aunque me lo pidas, ya no te doy ni la hora. Una na, una na, una na. Ya no te doy ni la hora. Una na, una na, una na.
Tú pensando que iba a volver. Porque crees en lo que dicen, que lo que es tuyo siempre regresa, pero no regrese. Ya estoy lejos, no quedó ni el reflejo. Búscame en el espejo y te apuesto que no me ves, no me ves. Lejos, no quedó ni el reflejo. Búscame en el espejo y te apuesto que no me ves, no me ves.
This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, so you were just listening to, I'm going to try it, Nila, oh, I can't do that. Nila Hora? I'm trying.
Nila Hora.
Thank you. And you pronounced her, the artist's name's wonderfully. Can you say it again?
Ana Guerra.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you did a year abroad. You speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this Spanish songs out of all the Spanish songs that you could possibly choose?
This is always tough when someone's asked me. I've, like, when people message me, like, oh, can you give me a track, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, this is a lot. There's so many to choose from. I think this one mainly, just as I was saying before, just because I listen to Ana Guerra a lot with my language exchange. Like, it always reminds me of being with her and, like, spending, like, my holidays with her and stuff and, like, being out with her friends. So that's, like, she's an artist that's quite close to my heart.
Yeah, and I totally get those kind of summer boppy vibes from that song. Is it important, do you find yourself loving tracks more if they have a memory connected to them, like that spending time with your...
Yeah, I think they definitely stick in my head a lot more. It's, you know, it's got more importance to it. Like, you know, a song can come on and be like, oh, I remember when I was doing this with so-and-so, and like, you know, it's very nostalgic to have that. So yeah, I think having a memory that's associated with a song definitely plays a good part of my music.
Which do you think comes first? Do you think it's the kind of, you love the song and therefore you attach a memory to it, or do you think it's because of the memory therefore you like the song?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think it would probably depend on the situation, because, you know, you could be just out with someone and then this song comes on and you could be doing something daft and then, like, you know, that song will just remind you of being with that person and doing something. Or equally, like, you could be at a party with someone and a song could come on and you could be like, oh my god. So it's like, I think it could be like a mix of both. Yeah.
And do you think people limit themselves to songs that are only in their own language?
1,000%. Yeah.
And how do you break that? You know, obviously I only speak English, I'm sorry. And don't even do that very well. So how would you suggest people listening to kind of break that barrier?
It's kind of tough, because I know, like myself, I like the understanding of songs and whatever, and a lot of people are like that. And if you can't understand a song, then you probably think, well, why am I gonna listen to it? But then it's not the case of, you don't necessarily need that understanding to appreciate a good song. And I'm not asking you to learn another language so you can go and listen to, like, more songs. Like, I think what's really good is a lot of English and American artists are starting to collaborate with Spanish and Latin American artists, which you'll obviously have heard on the radio in the UK or in nightclubs and stuff. And I remember the first ever time hearing, like, a collaboration like that in a club, and I was like so happy because I was like, oh my god, this is brilliant, like everyone's really like gonna get on it, and it's happening more and more, especially in America. Like these Latin American artists are breaking through into America so well. And I think if we can just keep that going, then you know, it'll help others, because like I've got friends that absolutely now love Spanish music and stuff because, you know, they've heard it through the radio or they've heard it in a club, which is really exciting.
It's not just Enrique Iglesias anymore.
I do love that man, but no.
And I think anybody who's known you for a short amount of time can tell that you're very passionate about Spain and Spanish and languages. Where did this passion come from?
Actually, my Spanish teacher from secondary school and sixth form, so I started doing it, like doing Spanish in year nine as just an enrichment kind of thing. Wasn't part of the curriculum at that point. It was literally French or German. Was not interested in either of them, but I was like, oh, okay, let's try Spanish. And the teacher that I had was absolutely incredible. I never have, and I don't think I ever will have a teacher as good as she is, because phenomenal. Like, she's so passionate, and I love the fact that I could get that passion from her when she was teaching. It was, you know, you get those teachers that aren't interested, that are just doing it for the sake of it, but she literally loved it. I got that offer, like, that passion was literally instilled into me, and as soon as I started doing it and I realised I was good at it, I was like, I don't want to do anything else, this is what I want to do.
Wow, that's amazing. And are you in your life trying to pass on that passion to somebody else,
1,000%.
Do you think? Well, maybe, I guess, through your show.
Like, spreading it through my show, like, I really love, obviously, like we said, I love Spanish stuff and like music, so the fact that I've got a show where I can literally play 2 hours a week of like my favourite Spanish tracks. I'm starting teaching in September to train to be a Spanish teacher. I just think it's really important. Just languages in general, I think, are so important, and the fact that I've got the opportunity to start here at like a radio station to like start like infiltrate that into people is quite fun.
Brainwash.
Just sneak it in.
So you said a couple of times that you think languages are important, and I'm going to be a bit irritating here and be like, why? Why are they important?
Classic. It's funny because you get this, I've had it so many times, everyone speaks English. Everyone doesn't speak English. There's been many conversations I've had with Spanish people where it's been easier for us to converse in Spanish than English, because, you know, you might have the basics of English, but it's a lot easier for us to communicate in another language. And if you look at pretty much every other single country in the European Union, they start learning a second language from the age of 3. And here it's just like, whatever. And I'm like, it's so frustrating, because I think it's such a wonderful skill to have. Like, okay, like, you're learning another language, but your communication skills that you get from it, like your listening skills, like, there's so many transferable things that come with learning the language, and I think it's so important to have, that it kind of irritates me.
Think this is going to go very deep, so I'm warning you. I feel like it is a leftover kind of colonialism, British Empire times, of kind of like, they can learn our language, we don't need to learn theirs. And that's really frustrating. How, obviously being a teacher, that's going to be very tough to kind of combat that. How are you thinking about doing that? I realise that's a big question. I'm sorry.
It's hard. Like, you're always going to get a kid that isn't interested or doesn't want to do it. The whole point of it is, okay, well, unfortunately I can't change the national curriculum as much as I would like to. So you know, these kids will learn what they have to learn, like, until year nine, and then they'll decide whether they want to do it further or not. So it's that block that you've got from year seven to year nine where you're going to have kids that don't care, aren't interested, and whatever. So my thing is to try and make them lessons as fun as possible, whether you want to do it further or not. But as long as they're enjoying themselves in some sense and they're getting at least something out of it, then I think that that would be my job done. But I'm not there to force a child to take it up to A level or go into university with it, but as long as they're enjoying it and they've took something away from it, then I think that's
just like we were talking about in the song. I've taken away from Spanish UCSE just one word, which is the Spanish word for beard, so you know, it goes with us. I'm going to allow you to introduce this next track, because when we were talking about it during the song, you had such passion about it.
I did.
So please introduce this for us.
So this is like what I think is quite an underrated track. It's Menswear by the 1975 off their first album, and it's probably up there with like my top 5 songs ever. I think Matty Healy sings for about a minute in it, if that, like, even though the song's about 2.5 minutes or something, but it's not just the singing, like it's so well produced. I think it's one of the best produced songs ever, like the sounds of it and whatever. Because normally you hear a long instrumental and after about 20 seconds you're pretty much done and you're like, oh, forget this, it doesn't matter. But like, I feel like this really keeps you hooked. And then the story in itself, I don't know whether it's true or whether it's made up, but it's basically Mighty singing about his best friend's wedding and basically the events that go on during the day. And it just sounds so crazy. Like, you listen to the lyrics and it just sounds like a good laugh. Sounds like a day that you wish you were there for. Mm. Like, it's really funny. I just think it's such a crazy story to have within a song. And the fact that it's told within literally like a minute, but it's just so good. I just think it's brilliant.
Sorry, I'm very excited to listen to it now. So this is Menswear by The 1975.
That everyone needs to hear, or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget. On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
So you're just listening to Menswear by The 1975, and you're currently listening to Castaway Cassettes, where we are talking with Courtney about six tracks she has chosen, which kind of talk through her music taste. You chose this song because it was underrated. I find that very interesting because to me the 1975 are very popular. So to call them underrated, I think
it's an interesting choice. More the song itself than the band. Like, the band are massive now compared to when they first released like Chocolate. But that song in particular for me, I feel like my problem is that people hear their singles, like their biggest singles, and they cling on to them and they don't really like go through the entire album. And I think that's such a shame that, you know, you say, like, you can claim that you really like this band because of three songs, but an album is so much more. Like, there's a story behind it. Like, each song has got such a different meaning. And that song for me is like incredible. Like, you know my feelings on this song. Like, I really love it. And I just don't, like, but if you ask someone, oh, what 1975 song do you like, you get the same thing, like Chocolate, Sex, like, whatever, like, it's just the same stuff, and it's like, right, yeah, but anything else? And this one is like, it's literally like, I think, bang in the middle, three quarters of the way down of like that album, like, yeah. I'm like, you clearly haven't gone through.
And is that the way you listen to your music? Do you listen to it album by album?
Yeah, I love an album, like an album release. Like, I'm definitely the type of person to literally go through each song. I might not particularly like each song, or obviously I'll have songs that I prefer over others, but I think it's really important if you, you know, really appreciate an artist and they've released an album, you know, to take the time and go through their music.
And I think there is definitely a trend in music to go towards kind of seeing an album as a composition. And I think, you know, artists like Loyal Khana and No Name, where they have kind of intros and like little bits of like just talking in between.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Shows that they're trying to make that whole composition.
Definitely.
Right. So you have shown to me that you really love 1975 and that you've seen this band live many times.
Yeah.
How many times?
Two or three.
Okay.
Like that. Yeah.
Quite a lot. What is so great about seeing them live?
You know what? It's weird. It's like something completely different. I remember the first ever time I seen them live was at Leeds Festival in 2016, I think. And the only thing I can remember of it is just being, the entire thing being in black and white. Like, I was completely sober, may I add, like, but the entire thing, it was just such a show. Like, it's so much more than them just like singing at you and performing their songs. Like, everything is so well put together, from like the lighting to like how they go about things, like the talking in between songs. I just think it's something that you can tell they've clearly thought about a lot and put a lot of time into it. There's so much energy that you get from them. So
yeah. And you kind of have expressed your distaste for people only listening to the songs by the 1975 that are in the charts. How do you feel about people who listen to music, not people, but the method of listening to music that is only listening to the top 10s, top 20s, top 50s?
I mean, there are people that solely enjoy that, but I think if you're going to do that, that should lead you onto an artist where you think, oh, that's really good, I want to know more about them, or I want to hear more from them, rather than I'm literally only ever going to listen to like these top 20 tracks and they'll change each week and that'll be it. Like, I think if there's definitely something in there that you absolutely love and you're like, oh, this is sick, really enjoy that, then why not go away and, you know, find more songs from that artist, or find the album that that song's come from, and, you know, go through the entire thing.
Yeah. And how do you expand your music taste, obviously, further than the charts?
For me, I'm so like, I'm really random when it comes to stuff. Like, I've got a lot of time for going on Spotify or YouTube and like playing a song, but then whacking it on a really rogue shuffle and seeing what comes up. And, you know, you'll get artists that come up that you've never heard of before. I don't really like paying, when I'm in that kind of mode, I don't like paying attention to the artist itself. I am more interested in the song, and then if I'm like, oh, that's quite a good one, I want to look at who that's by, and then I'll go further and see, like, oh, what else have they like done, just to get more of their vibes.
Makes perfect sense. And I'm sadly moving on to the second to last song, which is Wanderlust by The Weeknd. And you chose this because you said The Weeknd is your favourite artist.
Yeah, it's hard again because I don't have a definitive favourite artist. So I'm trying to pick one from a certain genre that's maybe a bit different to the rest. But yeah, he's definitely one of my favourite artists. I seen him live about 3 years ago and it was incredible. Like, I was just there like, oh my God, this is amazing. I was like, I never want to leave. I just love it. I think it's brilliant. This song is like really, it's kind of like got like magically like twinkly vibe to it. It's like the whole music behind it is really really nice.
Okay, so we'll talk more obviously about The Weeknd afterwards, but this is Wanderlust by The Weeknd.
This is Castaway Cassettes.
That was Wanderlust by The Weeknd. And Courtney, you chose it because it's by one of your favourite artists.
Yes.
You said you couldn't choose one artist, but this is just one of the many. What is it about The Weeknd that you like so much?
You know, his music is so fun and, you know, maybe the lyrics can be a bit too intense about certain subjects sometimes, but the way he, you know, like, he's got such a different style to me than a lot of artists, especially artists that are in the charts, because, you know, The Weeknd does fairly well. But his music is just, it's the producing side that I really love as well. Like, I'm a big fan of well-produced music. Like, I don't know a lot about producing music, but I can tell when a song's been really well produced. And, you know, a lot of his songs are really like that. Mm. It's just, he's got a whole different vibe, I think, to quite a lot of artists. Yeah. And I just really like it.
Is it something about, how do you feel about his voice? Do you think it's different
from
other people?
Oh, I think it's beautiful. Like, cause there's just something about it. Like, you can hear it and you know straight away that it's him, because nobody else has this style of voice. I think it's a good voice to have.
I find it interesting because I feel like some of your tracks that you've chosen, for example, the one that was in Spanish and obviously the first one, you like them because they're connected so much to memory.
Yeah.
But when you talk about The Weeknd, you kind of just seem to focus on his actual music.
Yeah.
It's not really connected to a memory so much. What kind of, is there a part of his career and the music that he has produced that you like more than other parts?
I wouldn't say there's, I like this part more than this part, but I can, when I think of The Weeknd a lot, I go straight back to like the album Starboy, purely because when that was released, that was mainly what drew him a bit more bigger. I love all of his previous stuff as well, but that especially because that was when he was touring and that's when I seen him. So if I think back to him, like if you say The Weeknd to me, I'll automatically go straight to that than anything else, even though I love everything else that he's done. But I specifically remember Starboy being released. I remember the track like coming out and I'm like, oh my God, I need the album, like, come on. And then I remember seeing on social media, he'd announced his UK tour. And I was like, I'm going, I'm ready. So if you say it to me, I will automatically think back to that specific album.
And would that be the album that you would recommend people to listen to of his?
Yeah. Definitely. I think it's a lot different to his first two albums, but I think, yeah, I think it's probably a lot more poppy, a lot more like dancey kind of vibe, but I would definitely recommend it. But I would also recommend his previous work, because that's really good. It depends what kind of vibe you're after. If you're after a more like chilled, relaxed vibe, then maybe hit up like his previous album, like prior albums to that. But if you want something, you know, that's just good, like feel good, nice vibes, then Starboy is definitely a really good album.
All right, and sadly we have to move on quickly to our last track, which is Went Too Far by Aurora.
Yes.
And you said this is a song that changed your music
taste. Yeah.
Explain that.
It's a bit weird because obviously I dibble and dabble in everything, but I think this track for me, over the past I'd say 3 years, 4 years maybe, I've really gotten into like house music, dance music, electronic, techno, all of that. And there'd be, you know, we'd have house parties in year 11 and sixth form, and this was in the days of SoundCloud, and you find like random songs and make like a house party playlist, and you know, people would put on like house and dance music and stuff, but I would never like then go home and like consistently listen to it. It'd be like, I'd be at a party, it's played, it's pretty cool, nice. And you know, I had my own house party playlist, but it was never something that I was like vigorously into. And then I remember I was on social media a few years ago and someone had shared a video of MK playing Cafe Mambo in Ibiza remixing Aurora's track, and I was like, wow, this is so good. And like, I think I literally saved it, watched it about like 5 times in a row. I was like, this song is so good, like this remix is really good. And I spent so long trying to find this track because it hadn't been released yet. It wasn't released until the summer of 2016, I think. So obviously MK had already been out in Ibiza earlier in the season playing it, and I was like, I don't know what to do, I need this song. And this was before the days of like, you know, just Shazamming things. I'm literally typing sounds into Google trying to find this song, hoping something will happen. And eventually I managed to find it, I can't remember how, and I was like, oh, brilliant. And then, you know, you go on one song and they give you a lot of other recommended things. I'd already heard a lot of MK's remixes through obviously these house parties, but nothing specifically from him, so started going through that. And then leading on from him into like more different like deep house, and then eventually going into like electronic dance music or like techno, and it's really like spurted out over the past 3 years, and I've just gone deeper and deeper into that genre and found so much more So yes, just it's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, let's listen to it. So it is I Went Too Far by Aurora with the MK remix.
I went too far when I was begging on my knees, begging for your arms, for you to hold around me. I went too far and kissed the ground beneath your
song that everyone needs to hear, or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget. On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, so that was Went Too Far by Aurora. Courtney, you said the song changed your music taste. How would you did describe it, but I want succinct, I don't know, from how your music changed from one thing to the other. How would you describe those genres that it changed from?
Oh, this is a tough one. It's hard because when you like all of them, it's not as if I've gone for it. Well, I really liked this genre at one point, and now I just really like this one. But I think I was, because this was probably the time when I was spending a lot listening to that kind of emo type, like pop punk kind of music all the time, and then this is obviously very different to that. And then, you know, you start finding more artists like that, and you realise how much more like fun and upbeat and everything is. Like, oh, well, maybe I want to listen to this a bit more, and you start kind of listening to that a bit more than the other one. It's not as if the other one's still shut out. Even now, I still go back, you know, to those those artists from those genres. But then it's like, just adding more to, you know, like, as I say, I've got a real habit of making playlists for different genres, so I can just, you know, whatever mood I'm in, I can just listen to one. And I think my like house, dance and techno one has just grew considerably, especially in the past 18 months and stuff, which has actually been a massive thanks to URN as well, because we've got a lot of DJs and whatever, and, you know, I'll go see them play, or they've recommended artists to me, and I'm like, this is really cool. So, you know, just getting a lot more influences and, you know, being like passed on to like other artists within that genre.
Yeah. And you obviously said URN was one of your big influences for the house, kind of your movement towards music. But who would you say is the, or what would you say is the biggest influence to your music taste?
I don't know. It's really weird for me to like say like what has specifically influenced my music taste. It's really weird because I take genres from certain experiences or certain people, and I think it's just basically depending on, you know, where I am at a certain point or who I'm with at a certain period of time, and, you know, you just take what you can kind of think from someone, and I think that's just how it's evolved. Like, especially when I lived in Spain last year and I was going to nightclubs and I was hearing all this different reggaeton, and I already liked it, but then you hear even more and you're like, oh, amazing, I'm in the middle of the club shazamming the song so I can whack it into my playlist in the morning. So it's definitely just what's around me, where I'm at a period of time, and just taking what I can get from that.
I feel very sorry for your family and friends who are listening and you're like, oh, she's gonna say me. Yes.
No, sorry. Unfortunately not.
Sadly, that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your insights with us. You can listen to Courtney's show, El Ritmo, on every Tuesday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. here on URN. And thank you so much for listening and joining us. You can join us again next week, Sunday, 3 till 4pm, where we'll be talking to yet another guest and hearing their insights into the music scene here in Nottingham. And you can also catch up on all of our Castaway cassettes on Spotify and Audioboom. Just search up Castaway cassettes and we'll come up. Have a great weekend. Bye.